Yes.
We are learning from Rav Arush's book, Ganesh Alon. We are in the second chapter on page 29. We're talking about the idea, the central idea, the most fundamental idea, which is not to criticize our wives. And we're going to see, Blineda, that it's not as obvious as it sounds. Rav Arush explains as follows. Anu nasbir b'kama drachim. We'll explain now in a number of different ways. Eta yasod hazeh, this principle. Eta omek shelo, the depth which is in this. Et hahaskalot shelo, to understand its wisdom. Et dercha voda liknototo, and the way in which we can acquire it. Aval lifnei hakol, Srihim Lahavhir. But before we do that, we need to make something clear. Kaha Hashem Manhig Eta Olam. This is the way Hashem runs his world. Tiltse or Lotitse Zeu Chok Barzel Sheir Shalishnoto. Whether you like it or you don't like it, whether you want it or you don't want it, this is an ironclad rule which is impossible to change. You can't argue with Hashem's rules. You can't say, I don't like this rule, I'm not going to hold by it. Truth is, it exists. Kemoshi yeshal lishnot et sidrei breshit. Kach adam shemeyit lishto lo yichal liot lo bishum ofen shalom bayit. Just like the way a person cannot change the order of creation. It's the order of creation, it's the way Hashem created it. So too, if a man chooses to criticize his wife, he cannot have shalom bayit. Just can't. It's impossible. The way of the world, the way Hashem created the world, does not allow it. Say uvdok et hadavar. Go and check this thing. Go and look. Tiresh ein bazeh shum hagzama. You'll see that there's no exaggeration at all in what I'm saying here. Ra'im b'chush. You'll see in reality, you'll see in detail. Ech kol ha'ara sodeket et habayit. You'll see how all criticism destroys the home. Od ha'ara, od sedek. More criticism, more destruction. Od ha'ara, od sedek. More criticism, more destruction. Ad she'chas v'shalom habayit nofel. Until chas v'shalom, the home collapses. There is a very direct link between a home that is destroyed and the criticism which a husband is giving to his wife. Umeachash v'hasibot v'hanagazu shemanhig barei et hasha hen amukot ma'od ubilti natanot l'shinui. And since the fact that the way Hashem runs the world and the depth in which the law that a wife cannot take the criticism from a husband is impossible to change. Because of this, and therefore, because of this law, a person should not expect that his wife can act in a mature way, in a sensible way, with trust, etc. Even if she's able to suffer the criticism, person can't expect that his wife should be able to deal with this, right? Person can't expect, man can't expect, say, no, this is the way I am. I say what I think. I don't mean it. I'm not, you know me. I when I see things, I just tell you what I feel straight off. I'm a person who's honest. If I see something that's not right, I just say it. Don't take it personally. I love you very much. Trust me, everything's good. Don't take it, No. Shalom Arush is saying no. You can't change the laws of nature. You can't expect your wife to put up with you. Even if you have all the best explanations and she's very mature and she's got a lot of emunah and She learns Rabbi Nachman's books every day, and she lectures women, thousands of them, all day long on trust and emunah. If you say something bad to her, she's going to collapse. And she can't help it. It's who she is. Zehu kavoda. This is her respect. Reishit tzrichim ladat. The first thing to know is as follows. Shebruchaniot, that in spiritual matters, Shoresh nafsha shelisha hu hakavod. The root of the woman's soul, spiritually speaking, is in kavod, respect. B'chol hachayot b'hasimcha shela, all of her life, like her livelihood, the way she is able to live, v'hasimcha shela, and her happiness, taluim b'kavod shel ba'ala aleya, depend on her husband's respect for her entire life and happiness. And it might not look that way, right? It might not look, no, my wife gets very happy. She goes to sees her friends, and she goes to the gym, and she enjoys shopping. She gets a lot out of that. It's not true that all her life and happiness just comes from the respect that I give her. Shtuyot. It's not true. We tell ourselves that because we don't want to see the truth. It might even look like that because we don't know, we haven't got eyes that see the truth. The truth is that the root of her soul is in the way I treat her. The respect I give to her. That is what is going to mean that she's happy and she can live or suffer or not. Lachen, therefore, kol pagia sheh poger b'kavoda, every attack on her respect, on her kavod, pogat ba b'shoresh, it attacks her to her root. Right? It's not the same with us. If someone tells me, I don't like that color of shirt you're wearing, it's not my style, don't like it, oh, I can be a little bit offended. Oh, I might take it personally, I might not, I might ignore it. It's fine, it's your problem, I like this shirt, enjoy, it's not my problem. Not the same with a woman. A woman's kavod is her root. It goes right to her root. You damage her at a core. It's not a surface thing. Oh, what did I say? I said I didn't like your cooking. So you don't know how to make omelette. It's not the end of the world. It's not. Why are you so upset? I don't like your omelette. It's an omelette. You make 2,000 things that are wonderful. This thing is not so nice. You know, it's not a big deal. It's an omelette. What are you so upset about? For you, it's an omelette. For her, it's the shoresh. It's the root of her neshama that you just disgraced. Right, her life is now over. Right, the day has just been ruined.
Never.
Everything again.
Ever, ever tell that you tell your wife that she's burnt something.
Never ever. Right? And even if it's not the best omelette, fine, if the best thing I can do is not say anything, yofi, say nothing, nod, smile, right? The Gemara says we're allowed to lie for Shalom Bayit. Yofi, tell her it's a wonderful omelette. Hashem wants you to lie for Shalom Bayit. He wants you to tell her it's wonderful if you don't like it. You can erase Hashem's name for Shalom Bayit. Parashat Sota. Parashat Sota, we erase, and that's his proper name. That's not the name that we write with like a Yud and a Ken or an Elokim, right? Hashem Hashem. It's the proper name that's erased. For Shalom Bayit, right? You're allowed to tell your wife that her omelette is fantastic. It's the best one you've tasted. Right? Even if you don't feel that way. Right? That is Hashem's truth. Might not be your truth, but I know nothing, right? We spoke about that. I know nothing. Right? For me, it doesn't taste good, but I don't know truth. I don't know truth from Sheker. Right? The truth is, Hashem knows that it's the best omelette in the world. You're free. It's the best omelette in the world. I'm actually not lying at all. It is the best omelette in the world. I can't taste it. For me, but that's me. That's my problem. It's not, I don't have to give you my problems. Right? It is the best. Right? For me, it's just an omelette. For her, it is her kavod. And the kavod of a woman is the root of an neshama. And destroying the root of an neshama for making a silly comment about, I'm not sure, what color is that? That mepachat you're wearing? Doesn't go so well. Oi! I've just destroyed worlds by saying a silly remark like that color doesn't match. If I have that opinion, I keep it to myself. Why do I need to tell her? Why do I need to make her feel bad? What am I gaining? It's nonsense. I'm doing it so that she changes it and at least she'll match. And who, for who? I'm telling myself lies. I'm putting my wife down. I'm trying to be better than her. The truth is, I have issues of competition. I'm trying to be above her. Same as any Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, and this is Lashon Hara. When I tell my wife and I criticize, it's Lashon Hara. It's not the classic definition of speaking about someone else, but it's speaking to the person. It's Onat Devarim. Onat Devarim is a category of Lashon Hara. Onat Devarim means making someone upset with your words. Right? If I say to someone, I don't like the color of your shirt, it's Onat Devarim. I'm making them upset by using my words to make them upset. I didn't mean that, it's just my opinion. I'm not allowed to have an opinion. Well, I'm allowed to have an opinion. I'm not allowed to tell you my opinion if my opinion is going to hurt you.
So,
just as a way I'm not allowed to hit you in the face, I'm not allowed to use my hands to hurt you, I'm not allowed to use my words to hurt you either. I'm just using words instead of fists. What's the difference?
So it means the same when you see somebody in the street, you go, how you look.
Yeah,
so
nachon.
You cannot do it.
It's asur min haTorah. It's a forbidden. If you read the book of the Chofetz Chaim, Lashon Hara includes Lashon Hara, which is talking negatively about someone else. Rechilut, expressing gossip about them. And Onot Devarim, which means hurting someone else with my words. Hurting them. Saying something that makes them feel bad. Right? It's not allowed. It's asur. All the more so. So I have no excuse. I have no excuse, even if I can justify it. I have no excuse from the Torah. As a law, forget Shalom Bayit, and forget the fact that I'm destroying my wife. Even before I get to that, it's actually not allowed. I'm not allowed to say it to my chavruta, never mind say it to my wife. All the more so, Kal Vachomer, I'm not allowed to say it to my wife. If I don't like that shirt, it's my problem. I'm not allowed to make it her problem. Which one?
They say it was before it was a robber, a shlakish. He said it was always walking with a knife and so. He said something about Yafa, you're not a
yeah.
They passed away.
Yeah. Right, and he didn't even intend it. Didn't intend it, but it was, had to be careful. We don't make someone upset. Person's not allowed, for example, to bring up the fact that someone else used to be a Baal Teshuvah.
Or a ger.
Or a ger, right? If it's going to hurt him, if it's going to make him feel bad, right? You're not allowed to say, oh, you used to do that once. You were also, you used to drive on Shabbos, no? You're not allowed to say that. So someone makes him feel bad. I mean, it's true. And you know, I'm not saying it in front of everyone else. I'm just saying it to him. I'm not allowed to make someone feel bad.
This is a shiur from the rabbi, right? And they said, the Baal Teshuvah, there's so much faith in the Baal Teshuvah. Means they're not really, religious. But if I should write, okay, see this. Can you tell me about your wife?
Right?
Understand?
It's asur min haTorah to hurt someone. Hurt someone at all. And words can be more effective. We're going to see what he's going to say here. He's going to say, sometimes words are much worse. Words, over and over again, a person hears the words in their head, right? We hear the conversation, we hear the argument, and again, a person, one criticism can kill a woman 1,000 times, because she remembers it. Well, we're different, right? You know, your wife will tell you that, you'll get to such excitement, your wife will tell you that 26 years ago, you said that to me. And they think they remember everything. Well, yeah, I don't remember what I said this morning. She remembers what she said, what I said to her 26 years ago. Right? You can't change it. It's true. It happens. They're not built like us. Like what we say a lot in this year, that's a very important fundamental. Women are not like men. Right? They're just different. They remember everything. They remember, right? And because they remember, they definitely can remember, and it's there, and it eats them away. And the fact that I said that I don't like her omelette once, I've said it once, and I never said it again. Why did I do that? I never said it again, because I realized what happened after I said it once. So for sure, I'm never going to say it again, right? But even though I said it again, she's replaying that in her head over and over. He doesn't like me, doesn't like my food, I'm no good. It is eating away and eating away, right? It's very bad for us. It doesn't just go, it's not just a one-off. I said sorry, and now it's zit, it erased, rub it out. I said sorry. No, it's there.
Another story about the couple. The man always complained to his wife. And the wife, she always go to the garden, put a nail, and put in the tree. And then, a couple of years, the man grew out in the garden, so the tree is full with nails. She told his wife, "Why did you do it? Why you put all the nails in the tree? Because every time when you hurt me, I put a nail in the tree." And he feels so bad, makes you laugh. I say, "I always say nice things. When I say nice things, put one nail out." So after years, he go out in the garden, saw the tree with no nails, but with lots of holes. So it was like the woman. The holes.
They're not going to go away. It's true. There are things that before I learned the wisdom of Rabbi Arush, I said to my wife, in innocence, and it's still, even though she knows now, and we're like best of, we talk about it, and she knows I didn't mean it, and it doesn't. You can't remove it. You cannot remove it.
What if we pray to Hashem?
I don't know. Maybe, but we should know that it's not simple. No, it's not simple. A person cannot undo. I don't know. Anyway, we shouldn't get into the problem where we have to undo anything, but that's Hashem. We should stick by this advice and not cause any harm.
Man is made from earth, sun. When you make a hole in the sun, always covered with the earth. The woman is made from the bone. When you make a hole in the bone, you never.
It doesn't heal.
Stay, the whole stem. This is the difference between men and women. Men, you heard of men? After 1 hour, you forgot.
Yeah, you made up. You have an argument, you make up.
But the woman is made chills. After 20 years, she can be talking about.
An Indian in Mexico, he says that if we put like in the vessel, the mat, we put it and we start to shake it, we cannot hear it too much. It's like, because it doesn't make too much noise. But if we put a bone in there, it's gonna hurt. He says that we need to talk with to the wife, and quietly, everything's smooth. Even if she is
half of the problem in Shalom Bayit is realizing that they're not. We know guys, like guys who especially who were growing up maybe without less contact with women. Right? Especially guys in the Yeshiva world, guys in the Frum world. They only know guys, and they know their chavruta, they know the people they know. Tov, this is how people are. I said something wrong to you before, I'm sorry, and he said, yeah, okay, fine. And I think it's the same. And I met my wife, and I said something bad to you before, I'm sorry, you okay, you forgive me? Wait a minute, why not? A chavruta forgives me, why don't you forgive me? Everyone's the same. No, the first thing you have to know, fundamental, women are not men. Women are their own creation that Hashem created, especially. Baruch Hashem. And we need to learn about them. We need to find, it can take 20, 30 years to learn what it means, what a woman is like, to understand her. to learn where, well, it's not going to be overnight. I'm not going to understand everything about it. But for Hashem, we're going to have some advice. And I'm not going to mess up. And while I'm not messing up, I'm going to learn slowly, slowly what goes on. Right? I'm going to learn. Bezrat Hashem, I'm not going to make mistakes while I'm learning. Okay. Where are we up to? Okay, so he says every time the person criticizes his wife, he causes damage straight to her root. V'chalisha et chiyuta, he weakens her life force. V'yucholah mamash la'amit ota, v'uchiniyot v'begashvot, it can really, in truth, kill her in spirituality and maturity. Physically, he can criticism can kill a person. Mamash, it can take away their will to live. Mamash, for a wife and a husband, the wife's only reason in reality to live is for the respect of her husband. And when she doesn't get that, she'll look for it elsewhere.
So she'll
look for it elsewhere, because that's she's attached to him, right? The word, she's the lifeline. I'm her lifeline. Her neshama is now coming through me, right? I am her, she needs it. She doesn't know that. You can't see it. There's no pipe coming out like an umbilical cord. But spiritually, there is. And if I'm not giving that to her, she's dying. She needs to try and find it from somewhere else. And if she can't get it the holy way, she's going to get it the unholy way. Right? She needs to get that respect from somewhere.
This for me. Understand?
Yeah.
Woman, she, outside, she doesn't know this. You see, you cannot complain about her. Because she needs the owner. She cannot live with her own. She has to look for life. When she not get it home, she needs it. She
right? If her husband is ignoring her, then she needs to be paid attention.
She's gonna go find
somewhere
attention. Else.
Someone else needs. She
she's
needs
gonna go anywhere else. If she ain't gonna.
Right, because it's her life force. Her life force is missing. Right, the half of her neshama is missing. She can't live like that. She needs it from somewhere. What does she know? She just knows. I need attention from somewhere. I'm gonna need to get it from somewhere. If I'm not getting it from you, dot dot dot. Fill in the blank. It's gonna come from someone else.
Script gets higher.
How many people, the religious, the woman who has religious, they have no good marriage. They dress more. They're not built outside the water, but they're bad.
They're dead. And they're extremely unhappy. Extremely unhappy. They can't bear.
The life force is because of the children. Yeah?
And they're strong, and like we said before, they're stronger than men, right? Even though they're a reflection, but they're stronger than men. It's in the merit of the women that we've been saved every single time, right? All the times that of our save in Egypt, we were saved in the merit of the women. In the story of Purim, it was the merit of Esther. In the story of Hanukkah, it was Yael. Right? It's always the women, right? The women are always, right? Because they're stronger than us. It's Baruch Hashem, which is if they weren't, you would walk around and there'd be dead bodies on the floor, right? There would be women lying there not being able to get up, right? And they'd be lying on the floor next to the car park, like, what are you doing down here? And if she could speak, she'd say, my husband was mean to me this morning and I can't get up, right? She'd be like, right, that would be the truth, right? But no, Baruch Hashem made them stronger so they can actually, right? But they can withstand that suffering that we put them through. Doesn't mean they're not suffering. It just means they're strong. Just means they're stronger than us.
I have one question about this, because it's something that always, I don't have an explanation for that.
Okay.
Why are Hachamim said, isn't that good that the men talk too much with his wife?
Right.
I think that when the person talks, is one of the only forms that you can connect with another person, know what it's like, what it's not.
Okay.
And why do you put this?
Okay. So there's a couple of different ways of explaining. One of the ways of explaining is that we're not talking about Chachamim. when they said that, they were talking to real men. They weren't talking to us. Right? Meaning, if I treated my wife correctly and gave her the respect and gave her the love and gave her what she should have, I wouldn't need to talk to her a lot. It's not the talking that does it. Right? In our day and age, I do need to talk to her a lot, because the only way she gets respect and attention from me is when I sit down with her and I spend an hour listening to all her problems. And Rav Arush writes about it that you need to do that. You need to sit and listen to her. Notice, listen rather than talk at her. Right? I need to sit and listen to her. Right? But the truth is, if I was treating her correctly, she wouldn't need that. Right? Rav Eliashiv's wife, the Gaon's wife, doesn't need to sit with her husband for an hour and tell him all about the dishes, all right? Because the respect and the love that she gets from the Gaon, from the Tzaddik, she's 100% secure, happy. She's right. She's not. She's fine. Us, we need to spend time and effort and energy, because our head's not even in there. Right, we're not thinking about our wives, we don't care about them, we're not giving them respect. It's hard for us. We're thinking about this, we're thinking about that. I'm not interested in it. Because of that, I need to sit with her, I need to talk to her, I need to reassure her. I actually need to do all that because of my lackings. And the truth is, I don't need to do that. I wouldn't need to do that if I was doing what I should be doing. But I'm not at that level yet.
Of course, you have to work. You have to keep something. Understand? When you know, if you see like,
right.
Because man is very selfish. Man is only single for himself. But now we have to give.
Right.
We have to give him the precious what is for the person, the time.
Right.
The money is.
Right.
The time.
And then she knows. And also, in terms of the other point that we can say about it, is that when a man speaks excessively, he's not giving. He's taking, right? The man's job is to give, right? Give means to listen, to give wife, give attention. I can give it help. She doesn't want my help. She's smarter than me. A woman has bina. A woman's already on a higher level than me. She doesn't need my advice. Tom, here and there, I can tell her things which are very useful. Baruch Hashem. Hashem was very kind to me. I got lucky. I said something that was helpful for her. I shouldn't think that I actually... That's a common play. That's going to be, right? She wants me to listen and show that I'm listening to her, respecting her, hearing her, talking a little bit. You know, I can't sit there and be mute. What do you think? Not answering. What do you want for dinner? Not answering. No, I have to talk. I have to say some things, but not to just talk at her. Not good advice.
Can you talk 2 hours? You give it no power. You can talk one word, and she has power for all the week.
Yeah. A smile and encouragement. That's it. You're doing great. One of the hardest things with a woman is to learn what you need to do right now. I'm still working on it. What are you telling me? Are you telling me now because you want me to answer you? Or are you telling me now because you want me to listen to you and be quiet? Right? To learn that difference takes a long time, and sometimes you mess it up. Right? Your wife tells you, I can't believe it. I was with my friend and she said this and she said this. And then I butt in and I say, don't worry. Just tell her that you can't do it. You can manage. Whatever it is, my wonderful words. And she gets all upset. She didn't want me to tell her. She was just trying to get it off her chair. She just wanted to speak. She wanted me to listen.
You know,
yeah, on another time, right? And she'll tell me the same, right? And then this and this and this. What do you think? And I'm like, well, I don't know. It's interesting. Whatever you want to do. What do you, whatever you want. What do you think? I want to know what you think. Oh, you're right? A person has to know when to speak and when not to speak.
I make the most mistake always too. My wife won't talk about a friend. So I know I'm not this national. I think I messed up.
Yeah.
So I tell you that.
A man has to suffer and listen to a lot of lashon hara. He has to. The wife has to get it off her chest. She has to speak about it to someone. And if she doesn't speak about it to you, she's going to speak about it to someone else. There's a toilet. You're not allowed to listen to Lashon Hara except if your wife needs to get it off her chest. Then it's a toilet and it's allowed. It's permitted. In fact, it's a chesed. You have to do it. And it's very hard because we don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it here. I don't want it. But actually, it's hard.
What's happening if they are like someone else there? Maybe it's not the marriage. And she's telling maybe something that it's considered a shonara to his husband. But what's happening if the kid's there? He can't tell her like something. The kids are learning from that. It's not.
It's worse. We're going to see in the book that a person can't criticize his wife, and definitely not in front of the kids. Even if she's doing something wrong, for sure not in front of the kids. It will destroy her, it will destroy the home, even though he'll get the short-term benefit of, well, at least the kids need to know good hiddush. The kids don't take, we're going to learn that the wife takes first place precedence, even above your kids. Even if it's damaging to the kids, doesn't matter. Your wife is above everything, including what's happening with your kids. And he explains why, it's not going to damage your kids in the end of the day. It's all going to be good, it's all going to be fine. If you follow the correct
path. There's one from Shabbat, and the man blessed the bread, he cut the bread, he gave me this. And he give first him the piece of bread, and then he give me the next bread.
Right, and not to him.
Finish. The day was finished. He feels upset. Because she needs honor.
Yeah.
After, when you take the bread, you have to give first to your wife, you have to pull your wife.
She has to be made
whatever.
Yeah, even if it's the Rav sitting at your table.
So, yeah. And she was waiting. What
to watch, she was watching, yeah.
And then he gave me first. So,
do you know what to do? You didn't teach it, right?
No.
What do I do?
I don't know what to do. And I
saw it was disaster.
Yeah, you take this.
Baruch Hashem, we are going to learn as we go through the book all the mistakes that we can make, and there are a lot of mistakes that we can make, and we're going to make them, Baruch Hashem. We're here to make mistakes, we're here to learn. Zat Hashem, with the advice of our holy Rav Arush, we're going to learn how to be the best husband we can be. Amen.